Coming up, can your boss make you take the COVID-19 vaccine?
You're listening to BJ Murphy in the Morning.
The wave, we got the juice. Ooh, yeah. Look, you got the wave, you got the juice, you got it. You breaking necks, you breaking rules, you got it. Short days, long nights, you tired, not quite. Little miss, get it done, iconic. You got that one thing, I mean everything, make them hate you. Front page, you look front page, every angle. Halo, grab a halo, little angel flying right above the fuck shit. You're no everyday woman, more of a 101. Fence with me in your schedule, I need my one-on-one. I know what you've been lacking, so let me give you some of what you need, what you need, what you need, what you need. More love, more love, more love, you need that. From the past, dead weight holding you back, holding you down. You don't need nothing slowing you down, down. Fast life all around town, cocktails under moonlight. So bad, but you do right. Show off, you deserve it. Full of flaws, but you perfect. Whole lot of designer purses, full of your own money, make a purchase. My Oakland love, open up, yes. Make the room glow, you're a goddess. You don't try, you catch eyes, you catch bodies. Leave them quiet. You're no everyday woman, more of a 101. Pencil me in your schedule, I need my one-on-one. I know what you've been lacking, so let me give you some of what you need, what you need, what you need, what you need. More love, more love, more love, you need that.
Want to be for self. Self gets you there. Self gets you there when all else fails.
And pain. Love can be bitter. like sunshine and rain, joy and pain, like sunshine and rain, joy and pain, like sunshine and rain, joy and pain.
Shout out, here's a toast to you and me. Shout out to my friends and family. We bring the funny with the show that is unique. Motivation that'll get you through your week. Pray together, break bread, it's time to eat. A good time is what it's gonna be.
Y'all know we gon' have a good time, right?
A good time is what it's gonna be. It's the inspiration to love our world with Jay Shane.
Yes, sir.
We gon' have. I remember we used to make plans like I cook the food, you cut the grass. I remember when we would go house shopping and how picky you would be. I recall when we would watch Bill Cosby and say that's how we're gonna be. I saw ya, my future flashed before my eyes. I often think about the first time I called you, and we were laughing through the night. We used to say we would last forever, travel a road that never ends. Yeah, we need to find a way to put it back together, live in that moment once again.
I'm a song, yeah. For my eyes, my future flashed. Can we take it back to the future? Or is our future just the past?
DJ Shay, don't do him like that!
Vito, baby, yeah.
I can't lie, I can tell.
until you're jaded, baby. Wipe your eyes. Don't let him see that he got the best of you. Girl, I'll take the rest of you. Look, I got a question for you. Is it worth it? Real love, do you think you deserve it? Cut him off, go and find your purpose and get you in, get that solid. Ooh, personally, I'll do more than support your dreams, baby. Get you and me. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl, get at it. Get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree. Go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. That new.
Childish, plus need a brand new stylist. Girl, let me put you in a palace. Put you on status, fly you around Atlas. Give you some ballast. Need throwing it back up, give me a challenge. Keep looking back at it. I ain't even tripping who had it. All I know is if it would've lasted. You wouldn't hit me up when you landed. Now it's mine. Oh, tonight. Yeah, you know what time. It's time to boss up.
Fix your credit, girl. Get it in. Get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree. Go, girl. Focus on me.
Ooh, yeah.
Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure all I know. perfection. Always prides myself with your mind. Yeah, can I get to the end? Sweet, yeah.
So sweet.
Show me the way. Cause I got business to pay. Can I get to the end? Sweet, yeah. Show me the way. Cause I got business to pay. Can I get to the end?
What's going on? It's your boy Jay Shade here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Listen, man, we about to have a great show for y'all today. I got my man Don J in the building. Listen, it's about to go down. It's about to go down. So listen, we're going to start this thing off how we always do every single time. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Shout out to Miss Sheila. I give her, she got the day off today, so she can just chill a little bit. So she's listening in. I appreciate you, Miss Sheila. I love you. I miss you. And we're going to reconvene. So check it out. Father God, I pray you bless every listener tuning in. I pray that this show helps jumpstart their week, that this week brings good news, overflow, peace in their homes, joy in their hearts, and a special blessing in their household. I thank you in advance. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. So, brother, we do a little something called an affirmation that I do every time, right?
Okay.
And I tell the people out there listening, I'm on live right now, tell them, I say, repeat after me. It goes, great things are meant to happen to me.
Great things are meant to happen to me.
My life is amazing.
My life is amazing.
I can achieve any goal I set.
I can achieve any goal I set.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
It's going to be the best week ever.
It's going to be the best week ever.
That's it. That's it. We in there. We in there. That's what we do. That's what we do. So my man Don J is in the building.
Yes,
my brother.
Sir. Yes, sir.
My brother. So, man, tell the people about yourself and what you do, and let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into it.
Oh, man. So I am a 22-year pro musician. I actually do a lot. I'm not going to lie. I stemmed into music first as a passion when I was young.
Okay.
And life just started happening, and I realized I didn't necessarily have the quiet experiences.
Yeah.
So I ended up going from musician to life coach. I branched off into some entrepreneurial lifestyles,
okay.
You know, both in country and out of country. So there's just a lot going on, a lot going on.
That's it. That's it. My man. So tell me a little bit about, you know, your show.
Oh, man.
Talk to people about your show, man. That's a big part of what we're here for. We're here for some other stuff, too.
Yeah.
But talk to people about your show a little bit, brother.
I'll be honest. It's not for the weak. I would say that.
Yeah.
My show really talks about more so the red pill community, the healthy part of the red pill community, like the truth that we're supposed to access, the truth that we're hiding on the inside, that we refuse to tell ourselves.
Got you.
And most of it stems on building men up to be men.
Okay.
And then finding your purpose is the second portion of it.
Got you.
So I have a saying that we are trying to find a brand new mind,
uh-huh.
Which is really just trying to really access everything that's in our heart. The stuff that you have in your heart,
yeah.
That you tell yourself on first glance, like when your spirit, people don't know your spirit goes before you.
That's right.
So when your spirit goes before you, it already knows what's going to happen. So it's that telling yourself that truth that everybody tells you to keep inside. So
got you.
That's the healthy part of where I am in relation to what we talk about on our show.
On the show. Okay. Okay. So let's dive in a little bit. Let's dive in a little bit, man. What is one scenario, one truth, that you feel needs to be addressed, or something that comes up over and over and over again? Give me something that we can kind of dive into that.
I think 100%. It'll get very transparent.
Uh-huh.
I think us conditioning men to be less of masculine men is the biggest area of where we are going wrong.
Okay.
If you look at TV shows, and this is not the first time it's been said.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at TV shows, you look at movies, all the men are being written as dumb. They're being written as like mm-hmm. the back burner character or the guy who can't get things right.
Exactly.
And then it's the masculine men who are put to the side until they're needed.
Yes.
Kind of like, I'm going to be honest, kind of like how it is somewhat in the music industry, where your services are needed, but mm-hmm. when it's really time to talk about how you're feeling, talk about how mm-hmm. everything's going, no one's around to hear it.
Yeah.
But then when we need your services again, come back around. That's how it is for men in modern society now.
Or it's like more, it seemed like almost like there's only certain people that they would want to speak to.
Yeah. Because
yeah. they're going to come politically correct.
Yeah.
They're going to say what needs to be heard, so it's not going to ruffle any feathers.
Exactly.
For lack of a better term. So
exactly.
I get that, man. And I believe that as well. I believe us as men, as a strong man and strong black man, right? Mm-hmm. I feel that there is a time yeah. for us to speak up and for us to actually hold our ground, you know, stand Absolutely. Our ground on a lot of issues and a lot of situations, and to not waver. Because if we are to be the heads of the households, right? If we're Correct. Supposed to be the heads of our communities, and we will compromise mm-hmm. what we believe or how we move, just depending on who we're trying to get funding for, from who we're trying to, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Then that's a different issue that we need to address.
Right.
And we need to rectify it. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We need to rectify it, man. I believe that if we actually hold each other accountable, and I think we was talking about this, man, before, you know, we chop it up, y'all, a lot, you know. So I'm glad to have my brother on here, man. But just to talk about our tribe, right? And how it starts with your tribe. And everybody's not going to be a part of your tribe.
Right.
And you can't help everybody. You can't even reach everybody.
Right.
But the ones you can reach, the ones that are supposed to be, that are how they say at church, they said the people who are assigned to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Right. I think it's big on just trying to figure out who that is, gravitate towards those people, and actually really work on building that foundation.
Yeah, and you know, I want to touch up on something you said just now in relation to, I look at it as scarcity, right?
So, okay.
In relation to how you were talking about us adjusting and us adapting, I feel like there's a scarcity mindset that we only adapt these principles in relation to men and not building our tribes because there's some incentive for it, right?
Mm.
So what I mean is, if you, even like all the algorithms, I've been studying YouTube algorithms and all these other algorithms.
Yeah.
YouTube is probably the most, I would say, flat, right?
If you think
a frequency is flat.
Okay.
Many other algorithms, they push what agendas are already out there. So there's a scarcity mindset. If I know that I can post something that's very on the surface and it's contributing to society with what has already been done, like weakening men, making women stronger, not in the sense that, you know, I'm all for women being strong, but not in the sense where it's unhealthy and it's covering up some trauma. There's a scarcity mindset. If I do that, the reward is going to be X, Y, Z. I'm going to have more followers. I'm going to have more money, etc.
That's right.
People are, with the scarcity, people are falling into a zone where they're afraid to go against the grain because they don't know what they'll get.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it affects their, it can affect their livelihood.
It does.
It affects their livelihood, affects their which is their finances, you know, for the biggest part, opportunities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even their ability to be seen. In certain lights, that a lot of people, they need that for whatever their profession may be. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like blackballed in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a thing where that's so you can't, I think it's a bigger situation. We're talking about the masses and like the powers that be or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I believe that amongst your tribe, you can definitely make a difference.
Yeah.
Because you teach them how to not just conform to whatever it is, right? So, like, your kids seeing certain stuff, right?
Yeah.
And your nieces and nephews, so if they see you move a certain way and you're teaching them and instilling certain stuff in them, men and women, then they won't already have the preconceived notion and the thought process to, I'm going to just move like this by default.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's safe to teach your tribe this type? Like, if we were to go in and you had your own set tribe, do you think it's safe to teach your tribe the red pill per se about finances and about relationships due to having them possibly leaking that information? So if we're talking about building our tribe and they have the information to give to other people, do you think it's safe in the world, or is it, do you think it'd be contradictory because the world is still going way left while we're going right?
I think it's safe. I think within your message you have to almost come also with the a level of it where you're not it's for, like, they understand in the conversation that this is just how you handle your life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like not necessarily because the world ain't, because there's certain things I teach my daughter. I'm like, yeah, everybody's not going to feel that way, but this is what we believe. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's really not only, I said to somebody the other day, man, I think we're in a generation now where, and I think it was even kind of gone even when I was coming up, but really now where there is no do as I say, not as I do. It's not even an option.
Yeah,
no. It's not even an option, bro. These kids ain't. My daughter at 7. When I tell you she got me on a tight leash, man, because I without saying a whole bunch, she's like, okay, dad listens to the gospel. Dad listens to good music.
Right.
We ain't gonna say what the other part is, but she says, dad does this. Bro, hours and hours came on.
Oh,
she said, dad, turn that ratchet music off. I said, JJ, that's not ratchet. She said,
Oh, man, I said, bro.
When I tell them on a tight leash.
Yeah.
So it's about what you instill in them, right? And and kind of what you push your kids to do and not do, but also, I believe, instilling that sense of pride.
Yeah.
Right? You got to make them where they feel like they are something. They are somebody. They don't need, you know what I'm saying, the world, from how the world looks, or right. what their body type looks like, or right. you know what I'm saying, outside of even the skin tone. It's yeah. so much deeper than that now, so man. It ain't deeper. Even the skin tone anymore.
Right.
It's about, okay, do you have this body shape? Do you do this? And, right. you know, because of this body shaming, or this, this, and that, mm-hmm. or can you say, I don't like that. I don't want to watch that, Dad. I don't like this. You know, it was a whole Buzz Lightyear thing when there's a, there was a scene on Buzz Lightyear. My daughter was like, no, turn it
off. For
on.
Real?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh,
what was the scene?
Man, it was, it went there.
Wow.
Yeah, it went there. It was like, man, something that
taking over the kids.
That
now.
The kid, yeah, she wasn't with it. She was like, yeah, no, man. Turn it off. So I think it's, and it's not wronging anybody else, right? Right, right, and nothing right. that we're saying, I believe, is wronging anybody else. It's just whatever your belief is for your own household.
Right.
Right?
Whatever you have. Whatever
that's right.
makes you, whatever makes you happy. And in relation to the kids,
mm-hmm.
I'm a millennial,
okay.
so I know the damages. And other millennials that are listening, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I know the damages that happen from that consistent praise,
mm-hmm.
that consistent, oh my gosh, you can do it. You can be whatever you want.
Yep.
So yeah, yep. I'm with you on the exact opposite. Or I'm with you on that, but including the exact opposite. So what I do with my kids is I'll tell them, like, you're smart, you're beautiful, you're this. And you start to get those emotions. Even as kids, you see yeah. it in them. They're afraid to accept it.
That's right.
But you keep repeating it to them. You keep repeating it to them. But on the very flip side, I will tell my kids, you still got to earn this.
That's right.
You got to earn that. You got to earn this. And I'm so grateful, out of all the millennials that I know, my parents were that to me.
Mm.
Like, my dad was so neutral, it drove me crazy. Like, my dad, I would be like, man, Dad, I want to be a drummer. He wouldn't say, yeah, son, you can do whatever you want. Put your mind to it and everything is yours.
Yeah.
That would have set me up for failure as an adult.
Yeah.
Everything I said I want to do with my dad, he's like, if you think you can do it.
Wow.
If you think you can swing it.
Wow.
Hey, man, give it a try. And I'm like, man, I'm looking for you to just tell me I'm awesome, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And he made me earn that. You know what I mean? So I'm so grateful for that. And now doing that with my kids. Like, I had a bowling game with my kids.
Uh-huh.
And one of my daughters, she's like, she said, oh my gosh, I won. And my other daughter said, oh, does that mean I win too? And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby girl. But
yeah,
no.
It doesn't.
this is a loss right now.
That's
but,
not real life.
Right. It don't mean that you can't win the next game. But
man, did you see that? I think it was I don't know if it was a TikTok or it was an Instagram, man, where the guy was sitting there sleeping in the seat and he was like, and the lady had her son with him and she was like, in the airplane.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, excuse me, sir, can you switch with my son? Because this is his first time on the plane, he wants to see out the window. He was like, no.
Yeah.
He was like, because that's not how real life works.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
I did see
I
that.
Taught your son a life lesson. Yeah. I was like, damn, God. But he was serious. Yeah. But because that's, especially as, I believe, as a culture.
Yeah.
Right? There's certain things that are not as easy as people, they're living their life. It's almost like living in a fantasy.
Absolutely.
Right? And instead of just addressing the real issues and being like, no, you got to hold yourself accountable.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times some of our parents don't hold us accountable to stuff. And
that's true.
They pacify us. And I think that's like, you know, before we get into like anything with like relationship stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of men, if you were raised in single parent households, and not all the time, but I think that we are kind of like pacifying their parents. Our mom always comes to the rescue for us.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? So it makes it hard to get in a relationship because your mom made it so easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So that way, when it comes to actually trying to get into a relationship with a woman, you got such high expectations.
Exactly.
Because your mom done set the bar so high.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic because you're talking about somebody being equally yoked with you, right?
Right.
And I had
right.
to learn that the hard way in a few situations. I'm like, I ain't never had to do that. I never had to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you realize over time, you don't necessarily need all the things that your mom provided for you all the time as a grown adult.
Right.
You need somebody that's going to meet you 50-50 on what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But I believe that that's a huge thing in our community is, as men, if they did have that parent there, that mother there that was like so mothering and loving, it makes us kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have to have your responsibility. You don't have to take care of bills. You don't have to take care of nothing.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you get with a woman that's not trying to get over on you, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Not trying to, you need to pay for everything, all that. Not that type of mindset, those, but at least to be able to be the head of the household.
Right.
These guys don't even know what that even looks like.
Nah.
They don't know what it looks like. They don't know how to do it. Don't want to do it.
Nope.
Because they never had to do anything even close to that.
Exactly.
So it's like, what would make me do that? They didn't even know how to even handle the responsibility of paying basic bills. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? Some of the basics, the phone bill and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Folding clothes. I had to learn truth moment, I had to learn how to cook later. I didn't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Because there was always somebody that was cooking or my mom cooked, but it's like, it's a real thing where like I really had to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And when you figure that out, it makes you better because you're well-versed and well-rounded, I believe, in a lot of different stuff. So.
Absolutely. You know, the irony in that is my dad was the one that told me, he said, hey, boy, you might not always have a woman by your side. You better learn how to cook. And I used to see, so my mom would cook, but my dad had a passion for it.
Uh-huh.
So he would do it a lot of the times. And a lot of the lessons that I'm learning, like what you're talking about now, I learned from my mom by my mom not doing it. Like my parents had a weird way of, because, you know, they're pastors too.
Yeah.
So they had a weird, they would show love, but it's not that feel good, that the butterflies that we're all thinking about. It's the written version of love, and they would show that.
Got you.
So they would show me by not doing it. And that's one thing that a lot of guys, even now, today's time. So I moved out when I was 19.
Okay. Right?
And I moved out because I had some traumas and stuff like that I had to heal from home when I was growing up. But when I moved out, of course I had the urges like, man, just go back home and stuff like that. That's the first time I paid my own bills. But as far as becoming a true man, a true man, I didn't become a true man until about 28 years old.
Exactly.
But it was because, I mean, what you're talking about, man, like these lessons and things that we had to learn on our own to get to that point. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why I do things now. And I will say, of all the people, you're going to have people that give backlash, you're going to have people that give praise, but my general target audience is going to be those younger guys, man.
That's it.
Because this is a lot of, we know this stuff, but this is a lot of information. They're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they don't really know it.
Nah.
So, okay, so we're gonna get back to it, man. We're gonna take a little break here, and we're going to get back to it because we want to talk about your definition of a true man.
Absolutely.
Going to that, you know, let's chop it into that, and then let's get into relationship stuff, and you know what we think about life, and you know we're gonna talk about how life is lifing, right? So we'll get back to that here. Your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Lover. I got my man Don J in the building. Let's go.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700 or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, chronickiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Jay Shade and Hot 92.3 got this. For iron.
Lessons flying everywhere. Got my partner Roscoe like, bro, I'm drunk in hell. Can't you tell? 270 bands that beat this cat so f***ing well. I'm trying to hit a hotel with two girls that swallow. Hey, they I swallow. Hey, my Scotto got a freaky. Hey, you got me in the trends. You take off your pants. Let's pop on the hands. Then you got me sweating. We best be a Roscoe, I'm with Rocker, I think I deserve a chance. I'm a bad motherfucker, going at some mother.
the young handsome mother. I sling that wood, I just done chuck. Don't know who you with and what's your name. And you not him, boo, I'm Wale. And that DC that I rap all day. And my eyes red cause of all that hate. Don't blow my high, let me shine. Drum on the beat, let me take my time. The one beat, we can take it outside. What bro, these ain't mine. Just you out your mind, you out your lead. I sweat low, sweat out weeds. Wear out tracks, let me do my thing. I got 16 for this Roscoe thing, but I'm almost done. Let me get back to it. Whole lot of loud in a low backwood. Whole lot of money, big tip, I would. I put on the train, little engine good.
DJ, turn me up. Baby, this your brain. I'm a simple spider. You gon' look for pain. I'ma throw this money. Why you do it? Girl, I'm into the vibe. I love the way I'm putting up. All I wanna do is sit back and watch you move. And I'm gonna see the darkest girl.
So don't be tired, I'm quiet, no inquiring though. I know your angles, way back then, show your bracelet. Cartier stacking for days, look like Thanos. You saying the universe ain't grateful. I put infinity stones on all your fingers. Generous when I got feelings for who I got. Feelings for when I'm not feeling you, girl, I'm not dealing with other feelings. I feel that you fear a lot. Cause I be in my feelings, I'm giving you what I've got. Maybe I'm on your page, maybe I got your heart. Maybe I can't love you cause I don't know where to stop. And chasing your potential, potential ain't enough. I guess I am what I am, but you are who you was, what's up?
See the way you show now. Girl, I can't tame you. I can't blame you, yeah. You know the way to pose. You know your angle. I can't tame you.
You look good, girl.
Good.
Okay, this energy's giving me sex symbol. Pose for me, girl, I think I'm the best with you. Pose for me more, I think you're the best for me. Now post when I'm done and credit your ex. Hey, you petty, you flex different. You know I be the plug, the one to connect with you. Now go up in these stores and tell them who mess with you. You know I take you home, but now you address different. Woo! I ain't tricking, we clicking, now I ain't tripping. You sipping, reposado, consider what I say my sentences. I be with hood, christening them, or the slime. It's Sean Falara, and I been popping back when Papa came out. I be like, shawty, shawty, put that shit on and take a pic. I bet you catch a body. 650, I pull up, they gon' 180 to us. They gon' be hating on us, but you be straight, then I be straight. And ain't no angle to it, let's do it. Woo! Hey, Chris.
See the way you're showing now. Girl, I can't tame you. I can't blame you. Yeah. You know the way to pose. You know your angle. I can't tame you.
I can't tame you.
I can't change you. Oh. We'll be right back.
Pied Piper of R&B, y'all.
Whoa.
Follow
yeah.
me. Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don Juan and them.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know
one thing's for sure,
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
then I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love,
I'm gonna
step in the name of love,
then I'm gonna
step in the name of love.
Oh yeah,
step in the name of love,
I'm gonna step
in the name of love.
Ooh.
Step in the name of love,
in the name of
who's
love,
in the name of love.
Yeah.
Who's in the name of love?
See, I know there's somebody breaking out the champagne somewhere, and you can be sure that
be sure
somebody's gonna make love night until the day. Oh,
one thing's for sure,
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
and I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love,
yeah.
Step in the name of love.
Whoa. One to hit the floor.
So tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
Cause it feels so good.
Dancing to this remix makes me wanna step.
Cause
it's a cut.
Step in the name of love.
Oh, babe.
Step in the name of love.
Go on.
Step in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Step in the name.
Step in the name of love.
Of love.
Step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, and I would like to welcome you to the Chocolate Factory. This album was designed to make you feel good. For those of you who want to feel good, follow me. Yeah. Now, I know everybody is familiar with the Stepping Game. Yeah, from the Loveland album. But y'all know I had to go and do a remix and put it on the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. So the Steppers game we played then is the same game we're gonna play right now. Are y'all ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3, sing.
Step, step, side to side, round and round, dip it now. Separate, bring it back.
Now let me see you do
the love slide. Step, step, side to side, round and round, dip it now. Separate, bring it back.
Now let me see you do
the love slide.
Step,
step, step, step, step, side to side, round and round, dip it now. Separate,
ooh,
bring it back.
Now let me see you do
the love slide.
Everybody step,
step, step, step, side, round and round,
step
it now.
Whoa.
Separate,
yeah,
bring it back.
Now let me see you
one
do
more
the love slide.
Step in the name of love.
Now let me see you do
while we're living. Step, 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 step out, step, hit the
step on y'all. Yeah. Regina and George Daniels. I love you, baby. Let me see you. Here we love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby. Alright. And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player. And all my fans out there, I just want to thank you for supporting me and this Chocolate Factory album and all of the albums I've ever done in my career. I thank you. I love you. Peace.
Girl, 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 do you go, girl, 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 boop, boop. If you really need to leave in the middle of the night, alright, I'll be sitting in the bed waiting on you to come back, yeah. But you can leave me on red just so that you won't need me to fall back. I'm not trying to text you and stress you, cause you don't even need all that. Who's that dude? It's cool if it's just friends. Obviously, you can do what you want to, cause in the end it's not bothering me. I'm cool with that, that. Yeah, I'm so fat I can't even stay mad at that. Yeah, you're way too fine, I'd be out of my mind. Relax, I got enough good reasons, it's cuffing season, that's facts. You keep doing me wrong, I'm still rooting you on. Like go, babe, go, go, go. Like go, babe, go, go, go. You know I'ma be rooting you on. Like go, babe, go, go, go. Get on this flight, but alright. Vegas ain't a hop and a skip, you can't just come right back tonight. I got the private on the runway, tell your girl to come play, I know she want a few stacks. I can at least come, give me a three, something you can leave and comment when you need some. I'll be cool with that, that. Yeah, I'm so fat, I can't even stay mad at that. Yeah, you're way too fine, I'd be out of my mind, relax. I got enough good reasons, it's cuffing season, that's facts. You keep doing me wrong, I'm still rooting you on. Like go, babe, go, go, go. Like go, babe, go, go, go. You know I'ma be rooting you on. Like go, babe, go, go, go.
Okay, we're back here on your number one station for adult contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. I got my man Don J in the building.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, before we dive into it, I want to let y'all know also on the March 17th from 6 to 9 p.m., 1895, Phoenix Boulevard, here at Cluster Live Studios, we have the Wine and Winning Conversations. That's March 17th. It's a Friday. Remember, every third Friday of the month, we got Wine and Winning Conversations. What is Wine and Winning Conversations, you ask? Wine and Winning Conversations, you come out, bring your business cards, make sure you got your Instagram ready, and what we do is we network with other like-minded individuals, other business people, and what we do is we sit down, we talk about what you got going on, what we got going on, and how we can build together. We also give you special discounts on advertisement if you buy advertisement commercial packages with us that day, right? So, and then with that being said, that's going to be, you get a chance to, wait, I almost forgot this part, y'all. Come out for your business, right? get a chance to talk live on our sister station, ATL Talks. Get to talk about your business live on the radio. That's right. You get to talk about your business live on the radio for free. You come out, tickets, and we discount the tickets. Only $15. We give you a little bit of food. You get wine, and you can have some winning conversations. So make sure y'all come out March 17, 6 to 9 p.m., 1895 Phoenix Boulevard, College Park, Georgia, for wine and winning conversations. I'm telling you, you got to be here. You got to be here. So, okay, my man Don J.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get into it, man. Hang on, hang on. Let me get this thing started. We're going to get into it. So, when it comes to, let's talk about relationships, man. Let's talk about the state of dating and relationships, right? And give me your thoughts, and then give me, you know, let's talk about the lifestyle a little bit, right? So so we want to talk a little bit, and just and why. We want to get into the why too. So what do you I think it's a little rough out here right now, man. It's rough to find somebody that you're, like, what they say, for lack of a better term, equally yoked with, because I believe people have a lot of preconceived notions of what should be.
Correct.
And I think people are not really honest about what they want.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing, man. I think people get in these situations because they're just attracted to somebody.
Exactly.
But they're not being honest about what they really want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just from what I see, right? Not necessarily what I've experienced a lot. A lot of times it was me. I'm keeping it 100. It was me, for sure. But I've learned now. I'm better now. You know, stuff like that. But I feel like that people are not being truthful to, like, their desires, what they want. Because if you're a person that you're, like, really ambitious, and you're with somebody that's, like, real lazy, that ain't gonna work.
Right.
It ain't gonna work. Right. Man, I'm so happy you're here, bro. I'm happy you're here because I wanted to have this conversation, but I didn't, because this is my truth, right? And I just didn't know in the moment, like, so I had this thing I wanted to do, right? The whole thing, the premise of the show was, does she even like you, bro?
Yeah.
And I think we talked about that a little bit.
Oh, man, yeah.
So we're gonna jump into it, right? We're going to jump into it because I'm seeing a lot of people that are in relationships, a lot of people that are married, male and female.
Yep.
And their significant other is not for them.
Not at all.
At all, bro. Like, not even a little bit. I'm talking about, you say you want to go start an ice cream truck, and they doing everything to fight you on it, and it's supposed to be passive income for the family. You know what I'm saying? Or you talking about, you got a whole company that you run in the business doing everything. You ask them to send a piece of paper off that's just, all they got to do is sign it.
They
won't send an email for you.
Right, yep.
And, or your money's tight, and you trying to figure something out, and she constantly nagging you, talking about, well, we going to do this, when we going to do that.
Exactly.
But what got you in the relationship in the first place? And I think another thing that I said, and I'm going to let you go, but I got to get a phone, I'm going to let you go. So another thing is, it's like, folks get in these situations, and they wonder why the other person, whether it's male or female, doesn't care about their emotions.
Yeah.
Because they never really liked him in the first place.
It
was either a sexual attraction, right? Or it was convenience.
Yep.
Because women want to be secure, right? And men, for the most part, you know, especially if you're making a little bit of paper, you know what I'm saying? We're not even going to put the whole high earning thing. If you're making a little bit of paper
right,
wherever you live, because it depends on where you live and what you got going on.
Exactly.
They more than likely, they want something that they somewhat attracted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that either. But I think that what's happening then in those situations is we're not dating the person.
Yeah.
We're dating the attributes.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And also, I believe that a lot of men, they're leading with their wallet and not the personality.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you lead with your wallet and not your personality, you get the results that you're getting. She's a gold digger. No, she may not necessarily be a gold digger, but that's how you got her.
Right.
That's what got her to the table.
She just learned.
Listen.
You know what I'm
saying? She learned. And we're all creatures of habit. If somebody gets, some people say, it's so funny because I've heard a lot of women say, oh, if I can just push over him, then I ain't going to be able to stay. But you'll stay there for a long time.
Exactly.
You'll stay there.
As long as you need.
You'll reap those benefits of the pushover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of the things, man, where I'm like, I'm so happy you're here, bro. We really don't have that conversation. But that was my biggest thing, was like, does this person really like you for real, for real? Did it start out them liking you? And I understand, they always say, Dr. Darius Daniels, he says something about love's not enough. Right.
Yeah, it's not.
I hear him say love's not enough.
Yep.
Because it's so serious. Like, you can love somebody, you can be in love with somebody, but it's like, what kind of value are they adding to your life? Even if she's just your peaceful place.
Right.
Right?
Man, so I'm going to first, because I got a lot to cover on what you said.
Yes, come on, let's go. Let's get to it.
First and foremost, I am going to say, you know, sorry, ladies, if this gets on your nerves, but I am a passport boy, if you will, passport bro. Not officially a part of the crew.
But he's definitely passport bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as relationships go and the expectations of love, I always say this, and this is general in life, but I especially use this in relationships.
Okay.
Your best is not enough.
Mm.
And people look at me like, oh my gosh, like that is totally wrong. A lot of stuff that I post, oh, it's definitely against the grain.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. Your best is not enough. The reason why your best is not enough is because it's an educated guess based on how you feel and what you think is right.
Mm.
Whatever you read, whatever you're into, whether it's a book from someone who's done it, the success, or whether it is the Bible, whether it is something of your religious belief, they have rules and regulations inside of that book.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we get to the point where we think that because we feel something, it's what should go. It's what should be.
Okay.
So you read about something. I'll use an example, not to get too far off, but I was reading the Bible and it was telling me about paying people, right? Mm-hmm. And I had my boys and I'm like, yo, let's do this session, man. And we're going to do this and et cetera. And I had a few singers that I'm like, oh, these singers are like viral, bro.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I get my check, get the check to them first, my boys will be fine. They'll worry about that.
Yeah.
Nah, I said in detail, do not do that. You pay your brothers first because you owe your brothers that because you promised them that first.
Wow.
So when I started reading more, I'm like, yo, I started understanding the best is the way to go, not your best. Because,
That's good.
You know what I mean?
So for the people in the back, then he said the best is the best way to go, not necessarily your best.
Yeah, correct.
So that means even going deeper, you're talking about, and not to get too far track, and I'm gonna give it back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even far as when you're in running a business,
yep,
and you don't know best,
mm-hmm,
hire the best.
Exactly.
To take your best to the next level,
mm-hmm,
because that's the only way it's gonna become generational.
And that pride, you know, people have that pride that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said when I got into leadership, I'd be the one, because I would watch people in leadership positions.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, why don't you just ask for help? And you see people deal with that pride.
Yeah.
I said to myself, I'm not going to do that. So even now, I see how, like, in relation to running a business and just getting somebody who's very passionate.
Yeah.
I had a phone call the other day with somebody and they're like, man, you got a lot on your plate. How can you handle more? And I said, easy. I take what I know. I get some information and I find somebody who's OD passionate about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to take it to the next level.
I gave
them something important to do. And at the same time, it's something they've always wanted to do. So now they can build more people. And I can go to another area.
We
can build
more.
So it's like, I think people are struggling with that pride aspect too.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be honest, to get back to relationships.
Let's get to it.
When you get into a relationship, I truly think, red pill thinking, I truly think that no relationship is meant to be forever in the stance that it's been spoon-fed to us.
Mm.
So what I think you're supposed to do is you get these characteristics of a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find out they're kind, they're patient, they're loving. You know, love is kind, love is patient, does not hold success.
Yeah.
When these people have this characteristic, those are the people that should be protected in love. What do I mean by that? Everybody not going to agree with what I'm going to say, but if you took cheating for an example,
okay,
and you took a person who had, you know, narcissistic tendencies, they don't really care, etc., that type of cheating is going to hurt a lot worse, especially to a codependent. It's like, well, I really want to chase your love. You're never going to give it to me.
Yep.
Versus somebody who genuinely made a mistake. Somebody who has the characteristics and they genuinely made a mistake. Again, I'm not saying cheating is good.
Yeah, not necessarily justifying the
right,
cheating.
Right, not justifying.
Yeah.
But the person, love means I do for you as long as I need to do for you, right? If you say I love you forever, I do for you forever. Now, I feel for you. I think everybody's getting to this notion where it's in a relationship like, oh, well, it's been 10 years and I just don't feel that same spark. You're not going to feel the spark. It's been 10 years.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And I get it to a certain degree. I get it. But this is why, like, for instance, my characteristic when I'm in a relationship, I know that I have to deal with somebody or relatively I have to deal with somebody forever. That's why every other aspect of my life consistently changes.
Wow.
When I say consistent, like even in the realm of music, people are like, bro, why don't you endorse this company? Why don't you reach out to this company, this stick company, this symbol company? I'm like, no, because I change every year.
Mm.
Like, well, why do you change every year? Because if I have to be disciplined within my relationship, all the other areas of my life, I really don't want to be disciplined.
Wow.
Like, not necessarily health and other things. I'm getting that right. Thank you, God. Now,
yeah.
But in relation to like leisure, fun, like, oh, I'm an Audi guy. All I drive is Audis. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you get a Toyota?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? If exactly. I have to be disciplined in relationships, why? I'm just going to change everything else. And that's what helps keep the variety in my relationship. Not just attacking a relationship. I'm like, I got to keep changing the person.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Unfortunately for me, you know, I'm 2 divorces in. Stuff happened. I want, you know, I want to
say.
Been
there, done that.
You get what I'm saying?
Been there, done that. And you know what's funny in that, man? There's people that who have been there, done that.
Yeah.
And their whole philosophy, for a lot of people, it changes.
Absolutely.
On the necessity of it. And what, because a lot of times what I've seen is the ones who've been through it that have didn't work out.
Yeah.
Somebody was kind of forced into it or talked into it.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily or circumstantial. They were. Right. It wasn't necessarily that they chose each other. They were so in love.
Right.
And not just they chose each other. They were so in love, but they were like, I can see you as my life partner.
Yeah.
It was more like, this is good for right now. I'm head over heels. I don't like being alone. I'm a relationship person.
Exactly.
So let me go ahead and marry you.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Wow. And I think that's the thing, being transparent, that kind of messed me up a lot. And my mindset has changed a lot now. But for a long time, bro, I'm like, I'm not with it, because I'm like, I'm seeing the force of it. I'm seeing folks that just are not living their full potential of their life because they're getting with the wrong partners, or from a woman having to take care of a man because he's not, you know what I'm saying? But you're like, well, but I did these vows, so I got to stick with it, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And she's not your help me.
Right.
She's not there. She's a child. She's an extra daughter.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yo, what I found, and this is the craziest thing, again, sometimes my beliefs, everybody's not there yet, but
yeah.
I found this out in my own life, man. So my ex-wife and I, we still talk. And one of the things for me is I realized I married her because she was a kid, like mentally.
Yeah.
She was a kid. She was coming up. Now, 2 things. One was the lack of education on the Bible itself. And you know, I'm not pushing the Bible on anybody. The lack of education on the Bible itself. I'm like, yo, man, we can't keep living together. If we living together, I'm smacking. Like,
yes.
So it was like either we got to separate or get married. And after some time, it was like, all right, we got married, which was ended up being terrible because we were amazing friends. But on the second spectrum.
But initially, it was based off of the principle of, we going to get down.
Exactly.
So let me marry you.
Yeah.
And see, I think that's the scary part, man, to me.
Absolutely.
And I'm probably going to hear about this later from the pastors and them. But listen, so my whole thing, he got this one thing. I was messing with him. I'm like, man, what about this? Because I'd be like questioning stuff. He said, and my dad told me, you're going to bust hell wide open. I mess with these women. But my thing is, you shouldn't marry just because that's the person you want to smash on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have enough self-discipline to say, no, I want to smash,
right?
But I also want to be, this is a person I want to be with.
Right.
Because I see what they're, how they live. Mm. Not live together, but go to their house.
Yep.
See how they live. Are they clean? Do they cook? Do they do whatever you need to do? Vice versa, does he do that? Is he walking? Does he got streaks in his drawers? What's going on? What am I dealing with? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
How does, if they got kids out, you know, already, how do they treat their kids?
Right.
How they treat their kids compared to, and then you have a kid with them and you wonder why they disconnected.
Exactly.
But they wasn't connected to the first one they had.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Yep. So it's like stuff like that. Like I said, bro, we can go on and on. And I don't be meaning to cut you up, but I'm like, we got to get it in, because it's like, I feel like this was such a needed conversation.
Absolutely.
And I don't necessarily have on a regular basis, because it's about love. It's about inspiring.
Right.
But I'm like, you know what? God's been leading me. I got this whole series we're doing right now on men and mentorship.
Yeah.
And now this conversation. And we're probably going to do a part two. We're going to probably do a part two on this. Because I think, if nothing else, I think us as a people, male and female, need to be aware to the mindset of men and women.
Right.
And not just what you're seeing on social media.
Right.
Not just what they're trying to tell you, but what actually is. Question for, did you hear the whole thing? It was going in on her too. The thing about Ciara and how Ciara had this song and she's empowering women and she's like, you don't need a man for nothing, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And they're so mad at Ciara, but this is my thing too. And I think somebody said it, but I thought this, I just didn't put it out there because I tried not to be, but I'm like, you know, I'm called out to be bolder and more controversial in this season, right?
Right.
But it was like, Ciara ain't the first person to do that.
Nah.
She is not by far the first artist to do that. Man, Cardi B got on social one time, because I was like, I hated it. I love the beats, but I hated the message, right? Just being 100% honest. But when she got on there, she said, I tried to do something that was clean, this isn't that. The label wouldn't release it. So it's not even on them to do that.
Right, right.
But the ones that are picking and choosing to carry on this, because the thing about it is, these folks ain't living that lifestyle. Y'all trying to go live this lifestyle that these people's happily married. Yep. Same thing with the gangster situation. You know, exactly. These guys talking about popping pills, doing this, doing that. They got a wife and kids at home, and they in the burbs.
Exactly. Now, the crazy thing about it is this, you know, and I won't go too far deep because, man, I don't know industry's coming after me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've gotten a chance to work with artists. I've gotten a chance to be in limos. I've gotten a chance to, like, have conversations. I have the chance to, like, really be backstage.
Yeah.
And, like, so to speak, backstage, like, just really hone in. And I would say 90% of these people are so cool.
See?
They are down to earth.
Yeah.
And for me, even me, like, I'll be real cool, I'll be chill, but when the show comes on, when the podcast comes on, it's time to activate that funny, that entertaining persona.
Yeah.
It's the same with these people. And again, not to have any industries come after me, but people are so wrong about what is portrayed. It's a system. It's a huge system. The thing is, there's a benefit from the data that comes from it.
Wow.
If you can coach people to listen and be as uneducated as you can, it's called sleight of hand. If I can show you all this stuff and say, this is what's promised, a nice house, a nice cars, here's what your rappers are doing.
Yeah.
You won't know the laws that I'm passing behind your back.
Wow.
You won't know all the stuff that's happening behind your
that's
back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so it's
right.
Like, y'all, and they, people chase this, and I made a video yesterday, actually, I'm going to post it, you know, the entire stanza of where we are in the modern day woman and male era, when it comes to that type of relationship posting, is this. A man's going to make the money for the household, you already know.
That's right.
And then a woman's going to make the money that's hers. A man that gains his influence, gains his money, etc., he wants to build for the family.
That's right.
And what we're being taught now is the woman that gains influence and stuff, she wants to take away from the family.
Yes.
So he'll get the money to get a family. She'll get the money to get away from having a family.
Exactly.
So there's no responsibility. And I think that's, it's just where we're
at. And I don't feel like, so let's say this too, and this ain't just for the viewers, just in general. Yeah. I don't feel every woman's like that.
No.
But I think a large majority are gravitating towards that because they're like, I don't need a, I'm like, yo, that's not what you want to say, because it's like, do you really believe that?
Right.
Or are you saying it out of anger?
Right.
Right. And then another thing too, man, that was a big thing that when I thought about it, and I had this conversation years ago, bro. When they start showing on, like, the police brutality, social media, and they were showing, like, it'll say all graphic content, but you can click and you can see something crazy, but they wouldn't block that, right? But you could see some girl half naked with her nipples out, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be there until somebody reports it.
Exactly.
But the fact that they will allow us to see that type of stuff, so this is just my philosophy, is like, if I can keep you upset, even with some of the stuff that's on Spiritual Word and all this, you know, cause I think that's just, because basically they'll say something so outlandish. That it gets you to tune in, so then their next post is an advertisement.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, but if I can keep you angry, if I can keep you frustrated, if I can keep you pissed all the way off, you're not productive.
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
You're not productive.
Yeah.
So you're not focused on the next thing that you want to create that would be innovative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think about me with my trucking. When I was really doing it, man, and we was really out there all the time, it was like, if one truck broke down, and it was like giving me heck and high water, and I can't even focus on whatever else I got going on, because I'm focused on trying to get this fixed.
Right.
That's the same thing with social media. You got to be very, very aware of the pages that we follow, ladies and gentlemen, and the stuff that we put in our spirit on a daily basis. Because if people,
yeah.
A pastor said that today. It's like, you got to watch the people that just bring you drama and keep you upset and pissed off and ticked off and just not in your natural clear headed. Because me, one thing I was saying is like, far as getting in a relationship, even. You got to be with somebody that lets you think for yourself.
Yes.
Because if they're your ear, you can't hear from the voice of God. Because they're talking, well, what you should do is, how you should do is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful who's speaking into your life. You got to be careful what you're entertaining with your eyes. You know, it's always talking about your eye gates, right?
Yes.
Your ear gates and what you're putting in your mental. And the music you listen to, all that type of stuff. And that's kind of where my daughter got the whole thing from. I was talking about her, because I'm like, I refuse to let her listen to certain type of stuff with me, and I'm not going to listen to it in her presence. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm a DJ.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. But what I'm not going to blatantly expose her to things that I know can inadvertently harm her, because she's not old enough to make a decision on what's real and what's fake, what's false and what's reality. You see what I'm saying? There's adults that can't make a decision on what's real and what's false, you know?
That's true.
So in that, I've noticed that if they can keep you pissed off, upset, mad at the Kevin Samuels, putting us against each other all the time, then guess what? Then nobody's getting in relationships. Because it ain't going to get, just because you have your opinion ain't going to make a man be like, oh, okay, well, I see how you feel, so let's be in a relationship together.
Yeah.
Or the toxic masculinity ain't going to make a woman be like, okay, I'm going to do this. It's driving a wedge.
Yep.
It's driving a huge wedge between us, and it's not going to be rectified unless we realize the messenger and really sit back and think what we want.
Yeah.
Individually.
Yeah.
Not what our family wants, not what our friends want for us, not what our kids want for us.
Exactly.
Because a kid can love somebody, and that ain't the best thing for you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's funny you say that, because I have, I'm a person where I like to solve problems.
I just want to solve problems. Yeah.
The very unfortunate side to wanting to solve problems is you want to solve every problem right now,
and yeah.
you got to get that little build-up money.
That's right.
But I have a course coming out called 304 No More.
Okay,
for
dope.
For the ladies, and then for the men, the irresistible man.
Okay.
So all of this driving, I'm about communities, right? All of this driving, everybody's operating in their feelings.
Yeah.
Like, if the statistics say that, 64% of women will be childless, that means what? No man is going to be sleeping with them.
Wow. Right?
No families are going to be built. And was it 2033? I got to look up.
Uh-huh.
But if that's a statistic, you got to understand we're all in our feelings. Now we're operating in this realm of everybody has their own opinion. Okay, what's next?
Wait, now, run that back again, because I think we kind of brushed over that.
Oh, yeah.
So what does the statistics say?
So I could be a little off.
Okay, but the general sum of it is what? This, ladies and gentlemen.
By 2033,
okay,
54 or 64% of women will be childless and relationshipless.
Wow.
So that means there will be no
women. All women.
Yeah, all women.
All women.
All women.
Not just a certain race.
Not just a certain race, all women.
Jesus.
So that means no one's creating, and it's not blaming the women, it's not blaming the man, but at the same time, if you and I are in a boxing ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a fight. We're having a fight out of sport. But imagine the bell goes off. We're mad because we've been hitting each other.
Yeah.
The bell done went off already. The sport is out the window.
Yeah.
And we're just angry. At what point does one of us back off and say, you know what? This ain't going to work.
Yeah.
We just going to go to the death? Like, how is it working and how is it operating in these relationships now? Y'all just going to go to the death? And the reality is this. And sorry if this sounds bad, but what I'm learning to do is invest off of where the times are now. And I'm not saying that I'm going to make sure that everybody stays apart. I want to make sure people get together. But in the meantime, the smart thing to do is make money off of how the situation is being played out.
Correct.
So I feel like we have to consistently bring each other together, because if we don't, what is it if you hate Kevin Samuels and you can't get a man? I got so many women that either come to me in consultation, or I have friends who say, I want a man.
Same here.
I don't need a man.
Yeah.
I want a man.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need it. And what if God is upstairs just like flicking the light switch? Like, all right, cool. You want a man? I got
you. Going on and
now
off.
Think about
that sounds insane.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a 6-month waiting period, or you lasted 3 months? Never mind. Some guy hurt my feelings. I don't need a man. And then God turned the light switch off.
Yeah.
Then you say, I need a man. He turned it on again. And now you got a year to wait.
Yep.
Like, you never know what's at the end of the tunnel. But the thing is, you hating somebody like Andrew Tate and all these people, if you look at these people's messages, man, they go crazy on everybody.
Well, but you got to think, yes. That's the thing, too, man, that I was seeing when they were talking about Kevin Samuels all the time, man, because I agree with a lot of his stuff, right? Yeah, it's being 100, but I mean, and I don't push that off on anybody, but some of the stuff that he was saying, I used to joke with people, say, oh, that's Uncle Kevin, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, man, even for years, he was going off on dudes.
Yeah.
Never went viral like that.
Yeah.
As soon as just saying anything about women, it was a whole situation.
Whole situation.
Right? Now, his delivery,
yeah,
in a lot of ways, is very, it was very abrasive, God rest his soul, and it was like a lot. But I think the generalization of what it was, because, bro, I've had the same conversation with some homegirls, and I'm like, after a while, especially if you're talking about the same person or the same type of person, you're entertaining over and over again, it's like, well, what do you... You don't even really have advice anymore. You're just like, what do you think? What do you actually want?
Right.
Like,
right.
Well, what do you think you deserve?
Right.
Because you're coming to me complaining about the same person that you keep on entertaining, or the same type. Not even, that's when it's really crazy.
Right.
When you 2-3 different relationships in and you're dealing with the same type of dude,
mm-hmm,
everybody's abusive.
Yeah.
Everybody's verbally abusive or physically abusive.
Right.
Everybody's cheating on you.
Exactly.
Everybody.
You attract how you feel on the inside.
Well, not just attract, right? Because attract is like, some people can see that kind of spooky in a way.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Because it is your attraction. But let's break it down to layman's term.
Yeah.
What are you entertaining?
Yeah.
If you catch them at the gym, mm-hmm. and are you wearing a certain type of thing, so that's who's coming to talk to you?
Exactly.
What are you entertaining? Yeah. When you're out at the club, or you out wherever you at? Does he look a certain way? Does he have a certain car?
Right.
What are you actually entertaining?
Right, right.
To make this type of person, and then you're like, oh, he's selfish. He's this, this, and that. But he got to be making $300,000 a year.
Exactly.
Like, but how he was probably selfish,
mm-hmm.
not all men,
mm-hmm.
but even to be able to attain that type of career path, there had to be some season of selfishness in this person.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So for us to act like, same thing with a man, with a woman, is like, oh, bro, she wants is my money. Bro, you started off taking her to the Cayman Islands.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to get her attention.
Right.
You sending her Chanel bags and this and that and Baccarat and everything. Right. You know what I'm
saying?
What
was your expectation, man?
What was your expectation?
You know?
So I think as a people, not tearing anybody down, because this is out of love and it's out of trying to help somebody today.
Right.
What are you entertaining? Are you entertaining a bum? Are you entertaining right. somebody you know ain't you not building somebody, but you know where they are. They can't take care of their own self.
Right.
Men. Now let me just know if you agree with me on this. I feel like, men, we shouldn't be dating until we got our own stuff together.
Oh, absolutely.
If you struggling to pay bills, struggling trying to figure out, you shouldn't be dating not a nan person.
Nobody.
Get your own life together. Because the thing about it is, dating can be expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I love Anthony O'Neill's philosophy. He was like, I spend a $50 budget on these dates until it's my wife. You know,
yeah,
and I get that.
Yeah,
I get
sense.
That. But even in that, it's like even entertaining these women and even trying to go out, because we're trying to help some fellas today, we're trying to help some women today. So this is for both, right?
Right.
But even in doing all that, it's like, yo, that's expensive. Entertaining another person is expensive.
Right.
It's literally like having a child.
Right.
It literally could be like having a child.
And I will say this, ladies, for you all that are listening, I'm gonna crack the ice on your mind just a little bit. But you have to think about it this way in simple, basic terms.
Mm-hmm.
If our love or what we do is transactional, then that is a kind of simple form of prostitution. And I'll break it down to you.
Come on, give it to him.
I am dating a woman overseas. And of all the women that I vet, I got a process where I vet to see
okay.
if you ask me for money, see if you're going to send me something crazy, et cetera, et cetera. You don't make the cut. Eventually, I got to my girlfriend. She ended up making the cut. Never asked me for money like that. When it came down to suggesting, I said, hey, this is your country. What should we do?
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 things that she suggested was free.
Wow.
So if we go out and you say, where are we going? We're going to
wow.
get this free meal. We're going to get this. We're going to get this.
Yeah.
If it's my duty to give you
yeah.
something transactionally for you to give me something in return, this goes to you, you fellas, too. Like, oh, I took her on a date and I didn't get laid.
Yeah.
Are you expecting that?
Yeah.
You wanted food for
exactly.
For, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because that's a problem, too.
That's a
and
big
you shouldn't
problem.
Go with that expectation. But I don't believe that you should go 10 times out
no.
and she's basically playing you off. She got her phone in her hand. She ain't even paying you no attention.
Nothing.
She don't like you, bro.
She don't like you.
He don't like you, sis.
Oh, my friends are coming.
Come on, man.
No, the heck they not.
Play you off.
Right.
Play you out. And then now you're mad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're mad, you're frustrated, and then that's how these dudes end up in jail. Because
right.
they can't control themselves.
And
they're like, oh, no, you owe me. Nobody owes you anything.
Nothing.
It's up to you to stop dealing with it.
Exactly.
It's up to you to stop tricking off. You know what I'm saying?
And now we're getting into the meat and potatoes, man.
Yeah.
She don't like you, bro.
She don't like you, bro.
And again, I figured that out the hard way, at
mm-hmm.
least twice. I figured out a few times, but I didn't know. This is a reason why we're saying you should not date until you have your stuff together. Your life changes. Your perspective changes as you become successful.
That's right.
You are so quick to spot, oh, she's going to be fun for a week. Oh,
yeah.
She's going to be fun for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a life partner.
That's right.
Or that's a wife. Or like, you
yep.
know how to base people, or base women, I should say. And when you don't have your life together, you don't know when she likes you or not. She sends you one look. Like a woman, just being honest, a woman could say, she can give me all the compliments in the world. We can
yeah.
go out to eat and stuff. She can do everything. By my stance alone,
yeah.
if I don't say you're welcome, like even if a woman says, oh my God, I love you so much, and I just sit there like, yeah.
Yeah.
And her response is, you're not going to say I love you back. You know what type of woman you're
you
dealing
know
with.
You know what you're dealing with.
And
yeah.
I'm not saying she's a bad woman, but at the same time, you can't vet that, again, if you don't have that success. But
100%.
Now, guys themselves, they get themselves in like really deep situations and they
can't get out of it.
Can't get out of it.
And didn't know what they was getting into.
Nah.
Because you never, you didn't even communicate it.
You didn't communicate it.
You just was going with the motions.
Right.
And men, so many times we do that.
Yeah.
We just go through the motions. We doing what we doing.
Right,
it is what
right,
it is.
Right.
And then the expectation, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. And it wait a minute. And we don't know. So, like, I say, I don't want to say it, you know, on radio. Getting it in is supposed to be passive for a man.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's not the form of validation, but in relation to not knowing, we so passive about stuff. It's like you get into a relationship and you don't know the vision of, that's so dangerous. You don't know the vision of where you want to be.
Yep.
You become codependent on everything she does.
Yep.
If she, I call it shucka majaya, if she shucka majaya'd you for a whole year straight, you're codependent on that.
Yep.
And that's what makes it hard for you to leave.
That's
and then when you find out that she didn't like you, something that you should have saw early on, now you stuck and you're just hoping, praying, and wishing that they'll flip that switch.
Yep.
I want you to be attracted to me all over, like in the beginning.
And you know what, though, bro? I believe that the signs are there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I think that they don't realize it. Because you're so infatuated with the person, you're ignoring it.
Yeah.
Because you're just up, you know, I say you smelling them. So you like how dogs do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you so busy doing that,
right?
You ain't even chasing your dream in the first place. So you don't even know that she would even pour into your dream.
Right.
Because you wasn't even actively seeking your dream.
Right.
You was chasing her. You doing this, doing that. So now, so you say you got the bag, right? You got say you got $100,000, right? You got $100,000. You good right now?
Right.
You're almost like in you're almost going like on a vacation from what you usually would do to get that 100 G's, right?
Right, right.
So you kicking it with her, y'all doing this. You going to the games? You taking out to eat? You kicking it? Blah blah blah. You going on trips? This is net. That bag get low.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get back to, just say it was trucking. You got to get back to what you was doing, grind it out. She won't make a call for you. She won't do this for you, but she spent $100,000.
Right.
And you mad at her.
Right.
No, you never been put her in a position to even have to do any of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm a firm believer, and it's so weird, man. One thing about me is I'm a firm believer on whoever my partner is, having a business with my partner.
Absolutely.
Because my thing is, not only, and I feel that with my partner, I try to, with her, I want to make sure that I find out what her strong suits are. Mm-hmm. So I can pour into that,
because
that's a liability for me.
Yeah.
Right. Like in my book, I have a book out, Assets, Liabilities, and Lesson Learned. Right.
Yeah.
And in that, it's called Relationship Seasons. It's like, what is the asset? So it's almost borderline selfish for me, because I'm like, I need to find out what you're good at, what you're strong at. But I'm really pouring into your purpose in this season of your life, because I'm like, how can that help us to help each other to really build this thing?
Right.
I can't do that if I'm too busy trying to just see what you got going on and all up underneath you. So then when we really got to get to it, because unless you hit that lottery, you're going to need some paper again somewhere.
You're going to need it.
You're going to need it again.
You're gonna need it. And I, you know, the funny thing is with my girlfriend, again, I want to reiterate to all the listeners, she didn't ask for money. She didn't ask for stuff, but I definitely ask for things from her.
Yeah.
Now, she don't know how much I make. She doesn't know. Like, she can kind of try to gauge it from social media and stuff like that. But when I was talking about business and I was talking about doing things, I gave her 3 assignments to do every day.
Wow.
And the craziest part about it was it helped me see how much easier my life was in relation to posting, in relation to reaching out to people. And she did it.
Wow.
She, like, I asked her to create creative content, to post that creative content, and then help me with the videos and stuff like that. And she was doing this on a consistent basis. Now, was it as consistent as I would do it? Where it's like Saturdays, I'm recording all day, and throughout the day, throughout the week, I'm trying to, you know, engage with people. No, but because she's never done it, but she was doing it, so I felt nothing when I got to Panama, and it was time to pay for stuff and get her gifts and stuff like that. She's simple. It's like, baby, I need clothes. I need this. I need this. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah,
because she, just like you said, you spent it, but you ain't trying to get it back. She helped me get that back.
It's something about somebody help you get some money, man. It's something about man or a woman. It's something about, and that's why I said I like to start a business, because you got your own thing.
Yeah,
I got my own thing. But the thing about it is, if we doing something together, then we can vacation out of this bag.
Yeah,
we can build a future out of this bag.
Right.
It don't got to be my bag or your bag.
Right.
You might have a part time just doing something you love to do.
Right.
I might have a full time doing something I love to do.
Yeah.
But this thing we got together, that's what's gonna create that, because it's gonna create that bond too.
Right.
So now we're like, we're a partnership.
Right.
That's partner. So it's not just we loving on each other.
Right.
It ain't just we enjoying having a good time. No, we're actually partners.
Right.
So in that partner, you have a responsibility to that partner. So you got to think, especially a lot of men, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, you might want to try that out, because the thing about it is, if you got a business with a woman, you might be less likely to cheat on that woman because that, and she's valuable in that capacity.
Absolutely.
Because everything goes away.
Everything.
She might get the whole business.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost more sustainable, more dangerous than getting married.
It's, yeah.
You're going to mess that business up.
It's kind of crazy to talk about that because, yes, it does lessen that. And at mm-hmm. the same time, if you have that communication,
yeah.
it all goes hand in hand. Like,
yeah.
Man, it's crazy to say that. Ladies, I hope you heard what he just said. When it comes to doing and building the bag together, if
yeah.
we have that, that's a security that nobody can take away.
Nobody can take it away because you two built it.
Right. And then...
And he can't take it away from you.
He can't take it away from you.
He can't take it from you. It ain't like, he does this for me. So this, no, you tell him what you want to be passionate about.
Right.
And y'all figure out if it may be completely left. You might right. want to do something here. He might do trucking. You might be in entertainment. You might have been a bottle girl. Okay, y'all need a party bus.
You see what I'm saying, man?
You feel me?
And the thing is how men operate this. I know a lot of ladies don't trust men in business areas and business sectors because it's like, well, I don't want to be lost and I don't want to red pill truth for
yep.
you. A lot of times what people don't accept in other people, they'll do it themselves.
That's right.
So a man who loves you, I'm going to tell you straight up, a man who got his head on his shoulders and who loves you, there is very little chance that man's going to stick you and be like, oh, I'll take all the business.
That's right.
Because he got that he loves realistically.
That's right.
He has that business proposition. You guys brought things together. He wants to see the best for you.
Yep.
But a lot of times ladies won't do it. And this is not all women. But
not
a
all
lot
women
of times,
by far.
Right. A lot of times women won't take on the business relationship with a man because it's like, well, he gonna do this, he gonna do this. Like, no, you just projected.
Yeah.
You would do that.
Yeah.
He would, you know what I mean? So, and again, not, listen, not all men, not all women, but generally speaking, a man, you build something with him. I don't believe there is two ideas that are so separate from each other that they can't come together.
Yeah.
How did Amazon go from left field, which is packaging and shipping, all the way to right field, which is actually providing streaming services?
Yeah.
Somebody had to couple and continuously couple. And I actually heard Jeff Bezos say this, where he's like, you know, our company earns this amount of money. I provided the opportunity for other people to put their ideas out there, and we make this billions amount of dollars.
Mm.
So it's like, you, man.
Bro,
the load is lighter if we lift it together, right?
That's good.
You know what
I
mean?
The load is lighter if we lift it together. If we lift it together and we work together to build this foundation, it gets a lot lighter. Listen, man, we had a great conversation.
Yeah.
And that time went quick.
Yeah.
Man, listen, we got some music coming up. Listen, I got my... Man, give the people your social tag. Give them your social stuff. How can they follow you?
So if you're trying to follow my music page,
okay,
and my personal page...
Now, the boy's... The boy is cold now. You got to hear him on this. He get on that set. I think the Holy Ghost get a hold of him. Get a hold of that boy. Okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
So my music and my personal page is at Don J, D-A-H-N underscore J-A-Y. Same for, actually, YouTube is different. It's Don J. And then the Luminous Horizon is my business page, my coaching, my counseling, etc.
Okay.
It's the Luminous Horizon at the underscore Luminous underscore Horizon.
Okay.
And you can go to the luminoushorizon.org. There's a bunch of stuff up there you can benefit from.
Yeah.
More things coming soon.
Listen, more things coming. We're going to do some work here. We're about to get this live band set going on up here. We're just talking about that. We didn't even get to talk about the career type of stuff, man. We got some classes coming for y'all in tech. We're going to work on together to get y'all, yes, fellas, get your bags up. Ladies, get your bags up. We're going to help you do that.
Yep.
We're going to have some codes, some affiliate links, all that type of stuff. We're about to get together. March 17th, Wine and Winning Conversations. Make sure you're in the building. 1895 Phoenix Boulevard, right here at the Cluster Live Studios. It's about to go down. Listen, we had a great time today. My man Don J came through and blessed the mic. We're going to do a part two.
Yeah.
Y'all give me some feedback on this. Now, right after this, on Hot 923, HOTT923.com, on the website or on the mobile app, go down to podcasts. When you go click podcast, look for the Inspiration of Love Hour. You will find this episode right after this show. We got some new music coming up. We got some heat coming up. I got a little mix for you. We're going to get to it here on your number one station for Darker Tipper R&B, Hot 923. This is the Inspiration of Love Hour. We out.
My, it's a special what's happening to all my soldiers over there in Iraq. Everybody right here. What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to them, baby girl. Hey.
Thank you. 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 Thank Oh!
Jay Shade and Hot 92.3 got this. Fire.
Thank you. me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make it over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these. Cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. I can't f*** with nobody. I can't keep living like this, I can't. I tell her what it is and I tell her what it ain't. She know that I've been all on the walls like I paint. Told her at times I wanna give you trust, but I can't. I really got it out the mud, climbing up the ranks. When they see me outside, I'm a high roller. I've been on a global jet, but I fly solo. And I got Gucci splattered all on the knickknack. 50 racks, I'm about to break her off like a Kit Kat. And I first got F's, like the wheels on the back. I just off a million, but I still gotta say. Shorty know that I'm the realest, she know I be speaking facts. She know that I'm the same that I was pushing cat. She know I got the game, but I'm never gonna give it back. Every time that we, I gotta run it back. Late at night. Kiss me in the morning or late at night. As long as you come through, I'ma make it over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these. Cause when I ride, I'ma ride, ride with you. I told Shawty never get too comfortable. I like to feel like the yeah, untouchable. I like to feel like it's never going one way. I like to see your body dripping, Eliante. I like the way I took you on the wave. I had you screaming my name. I late at night. Kiss me in the morning or late at night. As long as you come through, I'ma make it over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for these. Cause when I ride, I'ma ride.
Shade and Hot 92.3 got this. Fuck, 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 I am.